Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Good Tuesday morning to you, everybody. Jacob Albrecht, Paul Savage in for Bruce again here on a Tuesday. Welcome in. Boy, it is not a slow summer in the sports world, and we are here to take you through it all. Lot to get to today. 869-1240, the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program. We always appreciate your input. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. You know something about this morning is it's been so warm outside. You know I'm thirsty. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I'm thirsty. And you know I like a good iced tea every once in a while. And my understanding is that there's going to be a new tea retail tea store, shop, whatever you want to call it. On the west side of town. Jacob, you know anything about that?
Paul is kindly referencing the reason why I'm a little haggard right now. My wife is opening a business.
Yes.
It's called HTO over on 13th and Tyler. And we are, when we're not here, when I'm not on TV, I'm helping her get that thing going, Paul. It'll be ready to go on Friday when it's about 103 degrees. Pretty good timing, huh?
You know, I've been on the website, and but the thing gets tremendous ratings. And I just want to say congratulations to particularly your wife. The task before her is, well, Herculean. And it's because you got you got little kids. You've got you, which works nights. Boy, oh boy, she just must be a superwoman, a superwoman. Here's your chance for brownie points, my friend. I've teed it up for you.
Yeah, yeah, I brag on her all that I can. She is working her tail off to get this thing going. I'm incredibly proud of her, obviously.
And the grand opening, by the way, Thursday and Friday. I'm going over on Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
Friday the 30th.
Okay.
We'll be ready. She'll be ready for folks, and they're training hard this week to get everybody ready, and hopefully it goes well, and all the hard work will pay off. It's been a lot.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. I'm excited for you to get over there. You've been a big supporter. We appreciate that. It's good timing. It's hot right now, and usually, Paul, when it's hot, it means we're in training camp. Right? That's one of the things that usually, especially, excuse me, with the Chiefs in St. Joe, Missouri, is it gets sweltering up there. And boy, timing is right for training camp this week. We've got veterans reporting yesterday and a day off today, and then the Chiefs are full go at practice. And we'll talk about training camp. A lot of storylines in the NFL as we're coming into training camp before we even hit the practice field. We have news on Aaron Rodgers, some news on Deshaun Watson, A lot to get to with that. We'll do that in the program, as well as another disappointing day for the U.S. Olympic team. We'll have that for you as well here on the show. And we're going to lead things off, though, where we sort of spent a lot of time yesterday. Coming up at 9:20, Tim Fitzgerald, always knowledgeable on anything happening with K-State from GoPowerCat.com, is going to join us to help us navigate college realignment. So, Paul, as we start there, yesterday the news happened during the show here. We expected it. We didn't know the timing, but we knew it was coming. Oklahoma and Texas formally acknowledge that they are going to leave the Big 12 after the current, whatever it's called, Bill of Rights or whatever. It's the media deal, right? 2025. So
correct.
The indication from them and what they put out was, and we intend to honor that thing all the way through. Okay. Well, the Big 12 came out with a statement that basically said, we're disappointed, but we intend for them to, spend the next 4 years and we'll decide our fate. So you sit there and it really makes you wonder, like, could we really be 4 years in a lame duck conference? Both sides right now. And I get it. It's legalese. I get it. Okay. They're both saying they're going to go through that 2024-25 season. It would be something if they actually do it. Let me get you the other statements of note. Haven't seen anything from KU yet. K-State says, and this is from Gene Taylor, the athletics director, and President Richard Myers, a joint statement. Not ever sure how a joint statement works, but a joint statement. With the recent announcement of two of our institutions electing to depart the conference following the 2024-25 season, Kansas State University and the additional seven members of the Big 12 Conference are eager to collaborate and position ourselves for continued success. We have terrific leadership at the conference, university, and State Board of Regent levels. Our fans should know that every effort's being made to put Kansas State and the Big 12 Conference in the best position moving forward. Okay, so Kansas State clearly on team, let's all be in this together. We haven't heard from KU. KU, as we reported last night, had on Scott Chasson, who's a great reporter for KU. He kind of thought Big Ten was looking possible for KU. All right, let's go to an Oklahoma State statement now. This one's a little spicier. Earlier today, OU delivered a document to the Big 12 Conference office which indicated they will not renew their grant of media rights. This action was strategic, deliberate, and results from months of planning with the SEC. These conversations, which developed over a long period, are a clear breach of the Big 12 Conference bylaws and broke the decades-long bond of trust between our universities. It's difficult to understand how an Oklahoma institution of higher education would follow the University of Texas to the detriment of the state of Oklahoma.
Ow!
Chew on that for a second.
Wow.
It goes on to say, nevertheless, we're looking to the future and what's best for Oklahoma State University. Over the last few days, I've received countless phone calls, text, emails from high-ranking officials and members of the Cowboy family showing support, blah, blah, blah. Regardless of what comes next, OSU is dedicated to the state of Oklahoma. We remain confident OSU is in the strongest position ever, excited about the future of the university, land-grant mission, blah, blah, blah. So you've got K-State on sort of team, we're in this together. I don't necessarily get that vibe from the statement from Oklahoma State. It was more about, we're going to be okay, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
KU appears to sort of be ready to branch into their own. Nothing official yet, but that if you the reports out basically are saying KU's doing its due diligence to maybe just be done with the Big 12. Chasson pointed out in our story last night, KU, according to, I think it was USA Today, was the third highest earning school in the Big 12. So KU's probably going to be fine, right? KU's probably fine.
I think you're right. Can I break this down into two groups? Right now, in the remaining members of the Big 12, you've got basically Oklahoma and Texas obviously leaving. Then you have KU with plans. You have Oklahoma State with potential plans. You have Texas Tech with potential plans. Then you have that other group of schools, Baylor, TCU, K-State, with their plans are we need to all stay together. There's a reason for that, and that is because I think you see those three schools figuring out that they may not have as much to offer to another major Power Five conference, as, say, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and, of course, KU with their basketball connections. But more than important than the basketball connections are their availability to a Kansas City market, Omaha market. Those are all fairly close, and that's very good for the Big Ten. So you've got basically half the conference with available plans and at least what looks like will be options, and half the conference with no options at this point except to try to keep everybody together. Therein lies the situation of the Big 12. Is that a decent summary in your books?
Yeah, it's just it's hard to and we'll get some insight on this from Tim Fitzgerald on where K-State fits in. I'm not sure anybody ever thought KU was in much danger, right? Like, KU with the basketball program and the revenue and the proximity to Kansas City, KU's going to be fine.
I believe
KU
so.
KU will land on its feet.
That's right.
Whatever that looks like. I mean, they match up with the Big Ten so well that you just are like, okay, KU's going to be okay. Now, if they're not, it's because the football program is struggling so mightily. But just imagine what that university could do if that football program turns around for the conference, right? K-State's not quite in the same scenario. They don't generate quite as much. It doesn't appear. They don't have the academic ties to the Big Ten that KU has. And so therein lies where you'll have, you know, K-State in an interesting place. I think Baylor and TCU will be in a bit of an interesting place. But I do think, and this will be what's fascinating, is does the league stay together and try to move in sync? Or is everybody going to say enough's enough? Because this has happened before with the Big 12. We've seen this before, sort of teetering on the edge. And Oklahoma and Texas, whether it was the Longhorn Network or Oklahoma's sort of flirted with other places, if you believe some reports before. So it's always kind of been there in the conversation. And I could totally understand if some of these teams are like, you know what? Like, we're done trying to salvage this thing. We gotta just go. Like, we gotta just do what's safe and in our best interest. But I think, just like we talked about yesterday, the reality is the best money situation will be what happens. And I think while I don't think anybody should sit tight, because I think the entire college sports landscape will be changing rapidly. This is just sort of the first domino, and it's a big domino, but it's just the first. If there is a good financial advantage to moving collectively, you could do that. If there is a better financial incentive for Oklahoma State or KU or whomever it may be to branch out on their own, I think at this point it's totally reasonable for those schools to say, we got to just take care of ourselves. What will get interesting in this is if there are any politics that get involved, which has historically happened, by the way, that's not unusual, do we see the state government say, no, we need Kansas State and Kansas to stay together. We got to look out for both of these schools. It's in our best interest as a state to make sure that both of these schools land on their feet. That could still happen. We don't know yet. There's been less political tinkering than there has historically in the past. That's why Oklahoma State sends out that kind of a, you know, salty statement. Usually, states try and work hard to keep, you know, to keep all the public schools in their best interest. So I don't know. I still contend that everything's still on the table. What I think is interesting about yesterday is you had both the conference and Oklahoma and Texas collectively saying that the intention is to play out the media deal, which means 4 years potentially of a lame duck conference. And unless a better financial deal comes to somebody in the conference or collectively in the conference, what incentive does the Big 12 have to break it up early? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that and therein lies, depending upon if you're a Big 12 member, where are you going to go? And I am now prepared to make a prediction where all eight of the other teams land. I don't know if you want that or not, but
yeah. I think everything's fun right now.
After our interview with Tim Fitzgerald, I would invite anybody to call and say, Savage, you're crazy. You're nuts. What in the world are you thinking?
Careful what you wish for.
Well, that has happened before, my friend. But I'm prepared. If you don't mind, I'll go ahead and do it right now.
Let's go.
You've got three teams going to the American League.
Okay.
Baylor, TCU, and K-State. You've got one team going to the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, that is, and that'd be West Virginia. You've got two teams going to the Big Ten, KU and Iowa State, and you've got two teams going to the Pac-10, Oklahoma State and Texas Tech.
Okay.
There you go. That is my
totally
prediction.
Reasonable.
I do not see how this plays out much different than that. I don't see.
K-State fans are not liking what you're saying, though, here today.
Well, Jacob.
Because
K-State,
what are their
options? What you?
I don't know. But K-State is not going to be satisfied with going solo to a non-Power 5 conference.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? I mean, I wish I.
Well, I know.
I'm not saying
you're right or wrong, Paul. I'm saying that's the problem right now.
I got you. Well, you know, and here's the thing is that. You look at a Kansas State, and what do they bring other than I guess the fact that they're a major player in a conference now that is now disbanding, but you look at their graphics, you look at their population centers, you look at all kinds of things that TV stations and networks like to look at in terms of how many TV sets, and this is true in television, I believe. You of all people could say, Savage, you're either crazy or you're spot on. But if I make the statement that networks look to the number of potential television sets on all of these considerations, that is one of the major ingredients of putting together a conference or a package for television for a conference. Is that a correct statement? The number of potential television sets that can be turned on, is that a correct statement?
Yes, and that has a lot to do with a lot of different things. You know, it's national appeal. It's obviously the market that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
K-State serves a bit of Kansas City, a bit of Wichita, and not a whole lot more as far as major markets. So that is a problem, but it's not a whole lot different than KU. The difference is KU has a bit more of a national brand with the basketball team.
That is correct.
So I don't know. I think, Paul, there's also a scenario because you've got 12 teams right now in the Pac-12, right?
That is correct.
I think an expansion to 16 or 20 still exists for the Pac-12. And that's why I think a lot of people have always just said, well, why don't the remaining eight just jump in with the Pac-12? And now you've got a 20, two 10-team divisions, and here we go. But there are rumors that the Pac-12 could get poached. There are rumors that the Big Ten would be after some of the California schools, or the SEC might come. So it's. I'm telling you, it's all on the table. So if the Pac-12's in any danger, does that league need to get ultra aggressive and say, all right, let's merge. Pac-12, Big 12 right now. East, West, we're done. 20 teams, we will secure ourselves when the dust settles as a major conference. However many there are, we're going to be one of them, and we're all taken care of. I think that's a possible scenario. I think they could go to 16 in the short term and have two 8-team divisions, East and West. So what are the four teams they'd be interested in? I don't know. Oklahoma State, you'd have to think, is one. Texas Tech, you'd have to think, is one.
Texas and Texas is a major player. I should say Texas Tech, because that's the only big, I'm talking about in terms of student population, the only large state school that has a footprint throughout the entire state. Baylor's a great footprint. It's a loyal footprint to their university. But, you know, Baylor's never been what you would call a big university. When I was going there, it was 10,000. That was it. I mean, you know, we'd play the University of Texas in football at, 50,000 at that time, back in those days. It's even more than that now. So the footprint
is just at 16,000 now.
They're at 16,000 now. So, you know, but Texas Tech, to me, looks like really the only viable option to the Pac-10. I mean, and by the way, the Pac-12 wants a Texas team that they can have as a footprint.
Yeah, Tech and Oklahoma State – will land fine. The questions right now, it sounds like, and I wouldn't have thought this, but it sounds like, and we'll ask Tim Fitzgerald this in just a minute.
All right.
It sounds like K-State is, along with, you know, TCU and Baylor, kind of in that uh-oh, what are we going to do here? So let's do that. We're going to take a
good,
quick break.
Good.
GoPowerCat.com's Tim Fitzgerald joining us next here on Sports Daily. Stick with us. We're gonna sort through this as best we can. Nobody knows, but what do we know? We'll do that next.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Side Pockets, and it's Tuesday, so the lunch special is 4 beef tacos for $5.95 at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler at Side Pockets.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.